From KMXT and Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. For more information, call 1-907-235-4966 or online at alaskaboat.com.
This week, Alaska and the world lost Jim Barsos, also known as Hobo Jim. He was Alaska's official balladeer, and he often sang about fishing.
Off to a place where the crab can be found. Raise your glass high, boys, you're drinking on me. I'm off to Dutch Harbor on the cold Bering Sea. The captain is waiting and the crew are all friends. We've been there before and we're going again. 5 miles from hell on the wave and the wind. Give me just one more drink, boys, before I begin. They're predicting there plenty of crab to be found. Thought a good pay, well, it makes my heart pound. The roar of that diesel's been music to me. I'm off to Dutch Harbor on the cold barren sea. Pots over, keep an eye on the line. Pray for the day that you see the sunshine in some other place where you'd much rather be than here in Dutch Harbor on the cold Bering Sea. Goodbye to my lady, goodbye to dry ground. I'm off to a place where the crab can be found. Raise your glass high, boys, you're drinking on me. I'm off to Dutch Harbor on the cold barren sea.
A couple of years ago, Hobo Jim sat down for a chat with our own Maggie Wall.
That was Hobo Jim Barsos singing Off to Dutch Harbor. He said he wrote the song at the request of a friend whose boat, the Time Bandit, has been featured on national television.
Used to be a friend of mine, Johnny Hill, stranded at the Sea Witch, and then he built the original Time Bandit, brought it to Homer. And so one of my songs that most of the fishermen know called Off to Dutch Harbor is a song that Johnny asked me to write for a christening party that we had on the original Bandit. And he passed away about 15, 20 years ago. And his kids are the ones that are on TV now with that boat, but he never lived to see any of that.
I'm a fisherman, that's all I am. Born on the blue and the deep. My father's pride, rocked by the tide, while the seagulls sang me to sleep. Far back as I can remember, I was holding a net or a knife. With no time to play, working hard every day. And by God, that's a fisherman's life. Hearing the roar of the engine, far away from the harbor lights, keeping time to the beat of the wind and the sea. And by God, that's a fisherman's life. And oceans are hoping
been wave after wave of hard times. So I curse and I spit and I swear that I'll quit, but by God, it's a fisherman's life. And I'm a fisherman, that's all I am. Born on the blue and the deep, my father's pride, rocked by the tide where the seagulls sang me to sleep. I was my father's pride, rocked by the tide where the seagulls, they sang me to sleep.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amsea.org or 907-747-3287.
The king crab years were the Wild West days of commercial fishing. In Alaska's ports near and far, fishermen spent their off time blowing off steam in a local bar where a favorite activity was what was called ringing the bell. Bars had a bell specifically for this extremely popular activity. Some fishermen would ring the bell, which signaled that he was paying for the next round of drinks for everyone present.
It was a lot wilder and probably a lot more unregulated. If there were regulations, I don't think many people paid attention to them. Coming out of Homer and Kodiak were a lot alike. We were a major crab port. Kodiak delivered there a lot. Soldovia had a crab fleet. They delivered there a lot. Homer, and it was in the days when boats would come in with, you know, they delivered millions and millions of pounds of giant king crab to the docks and Dungeness crab. And the bars were wild and full up of reality fishermen with a lot of money in their pockets and ringing the bell. And, you know, it was just frontier.
Varsos has been writing and recording Alaska folk music for close to 50 years, since he first came to Alaska before the pipeline.
The name Hobo Jim is not a stage name. I could have done better than that if I knew I was on stage. Could have been on stage, but I left home young and I hitchhiked around the country and rode freight trains. And it was a nickname given to me. It was my name when I hit Alaska. And hitchhiked up to Alaska as a young kid and started commercial fishing and lumberjack and cowboy and whatever I could do. And I wrote songs about all that and just kind of took off.
Back in the day, he'd play wherever he could. Campfires or fish camps, he'd be strumming and he'd be singing.
During that time period, I was a commercial fisherman. I have done a lot, but most Alaskans back then did. You just did whatever you could seasonally to survive. So my first 6-7 years in Alaska was a combination of fishing, logging, and singing. I'd sing in the bars every chance I get. And write songs about all my Alaska lifestyle, and eventually people wanted to hear me sing more than they wanted to see me work.
We talked a little bit about the Time Bandit and then the Lady Lee. I know that these songs are particularly of interest to fishermen when they can hear, you're telling their story. You're telling the story of fishing and not just telling it, but you lived it. So it's kind of an autobiographical song.
Yeah, most of the songs that I've written are pretty close to what I've done in my life. You know, I mean, being a song, you take some poetic liberties, but the Lady Lee starts out, we're halfway back to Kodiak when the gale began to blow. And it's a song about a boat going down. And I actually wrote the song pretty much in my sleep. I had a dream, and then I dreamed I was writing the song. And I woke up and it's pretty much done. But it's a song about a ghost boat saving a crew. So I got a song called the F.B. Marianne that I wrote about a boat going down and the guy dying, crying out his wife's name. That song was actually written about a compilation of a bunch of my friends that I've lost at sea, and one of them actually being from Kodiak, went down in a boat and froze out in a survival bell. And, you know, it's a rough lifestyle, and there's a lot to write about, you know.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Madsen, providing twice-weekly service to Alaska's Emerald Isle.
The gale began to blow. 60 knots of a devil wind, full of freezing rain and snow.
When a big wave hit and the engine quit as the water rushed below, and the captain cried, "Mayday, boys," upon the radio. From a boat nearby come a quick reply we'd all been praying for. Her name said she was the Lady Lee, and she pulled us into port. We were tossed a line from her starboard side as she passed us in the storm. Scarcely could we see her, though we heard her engine roar. She pulled us through while a storm it blew through the bitter black of night. She disappeared when the morning neared and the harbor was in sight. So we drifted in on a devil wind that damn near stole our lives. And I'll give thanks to the Lady Lee with the coming of the light. Headed back into the flow. Her why that she would cut us free while we were still in tow. When we talked around, all the folks in town said it just could not be so. For the Lady Lee went down at sea 20 years ago.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund in recognition of the fishing industry, which provides over 58,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
Hear the wind wailing now, full of ice and snow. It's watch your step on the slippery deck, or to Davy Jones you'll go.
Let the gale blow, it's all the same to me. I love my job, I love this boat, and I love the salty sea.
Done, I'll be heading home to a harbor far away. I'll pass the time with friends of mine till I fish another day.
Let the gale blow to hell, it's all the same to me.
I love my job, I love this boat, I love the salty sea.
Let the gale blow, it's all the same to me.
I love my job, I love this boat, I love the salty sea.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Thanks this week to Maggie Wall, and thank you and fair winds to Hobo Jim.